The Traitor's Pit by V.M. Whitworth, narrated by Lawrence Kennedy.
The author begins with the following quote.
Look at the stars. Look. Look up at the skies. Oh, look at all the firefolk sitting in the air. The bright boroughs, the circle citadels there. Gerard Manley Hopkins.
And now, The Traitor's Pit.
Chapter 1. Gloucester. Wulfgar had been working the summer long day in his cluttered little writing room attached to the royal palace of Kingsholm, a short walk from the gates and walls of Gloucester. The light was fading at last from the single window set high in the wall, and he was leaning back on his stool, rubbing the cramps out of his right hand and wrist. The king of the York Danes had suggested this treaty, but his lady had agreed to it and ordered it drawn up, despite the fierce opposition of her council. Wulfgar felt he owed it to her to frame every clause in terms as rewarding to the Mercians as possible. While her lord lay ill, the Lady of Mercia needed every advantage she could get. He bent forward and was about to dip his quill once more when he realized what the ebbing daylight meant. Time to head to the palace chapel for the restorative calm of Vespers. Just him and the lady's chaplain. There should be no false notes in the singing this evening. He reached for a square of ink-stained linen to wipe the quill clean. But in his haste, he picked up the wrong scrap of fabric among all the odds and ends on his desk, and a little gilt-enamelled brooch tumbled out of its wrappings and clattered onto the floor. Heaving a sigh, he went down on his hands and knees, wondering as he did so what could have prompted him to buy it 2 days earlier. It had been St. John the Baptist's birthday. He had emerged from the gloom of St. Peter's Minster in Gloucester after a deeply satisfactory mass, still singing Nescians labem nive pudoris, propotens mater heremique cultor. Now that would go nicely into English. Innocent of evil, he chanted under his breath, groping after the right rise and fall, unblemished as snow, mightiest of martyrs. Still mulling over the right English word to convey all the nuances of cultor, he had stumbled against the corner of something hard.
"Watch out, you fool!"
Wulfgar found himself clutching the edge of a trestle table, a stall, in the middle of Gloucester.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?